Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Entertaining, informative, and everything you enjoy about the outdoors. And now, with our host, Eric Olson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we really appreciate that. As always, stay tuned, tell your friends, tell everybody, relatives, cousins, uncles, whatever that might be, have them join us as well. It's always good to hear. When they see people out in the street and they say, hey, your voice sounds familiar. And I said, don't know why. I have no idea.
No idea.
But we're going to have a great show today, guys. We're going to take a different tack in the outdoors. We're going to talk about what can make your vehicle better, for whether it's towing, whether it's storage, whether it's whatever it might be. We're going to talk a little bit about how to address that with one of my friends from Truckin' America. They're going to be able to get that addressed and talk about all the new things to help make your time in the outdoors better and utilize that space so you can really make that time wherever you're going better as well. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Hey, Ava, how are you doing?
I am doing really good. We're wrapping up the month of May this weekend.
We're on a tear. It's amazing.
Ready for June.
It's kind of weird how Memorial Day is like not the last weekend of the month.
Usually it is.
I know. That's why it just...
But I'm not complaining because that means we get an extra week of summer in my brain. In my brain. That's what happens. You know?
Well, I think across the Midwest, summer... actually hit earlier this week. Earlier this week. I mean, we're talking 90s across the Midwest. You know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I've enjoyed the spring. I'm not going to complain about it.
It was an actually pretty decent spring. Not going to lie.
No.
No surprise snowstorms.
It was cold. You know, everybody's expecting all the shrubs and plants and everything to be taken off and, you know, water temperatures to be X, Y, or Z. And I know for a fact on Michigan, the waters definitely were colder, and it delayed everything by about a week and a half, 2 weeks, as far as coho movement. And now the weird part is, normally coho come in first, and you start catching coho. That's Port Washington area. And then the kings will move in after that. And now they both showed up at the same time, which is kind of an odd thing. But a lot of water, warm temp block with the wind direction, so kind of an odd thing how that circulation goes. So this is a weird thing. So if you ever, if anybody watches YouTube, just regular YouTube, and you pull some of this stuff up, the topics, you can get sucked into the black hole that is YouTube, and I get sucked into the black hole that is the fishing and the reasonings and what actually happens with the water. And the crazy thing is, water temperature on larger bodies of water, a lot has to do how it affect the wind affects it by the rotation of the earth and how the water will well up on one side. And
yeah, I could see
it's pretty, the Coriolis effect. And if you ever want to look that up, please do.
So does the moon have anything to do with waves and all that stuff too?
And the ocean. Yeah.
Ocean,
but
it does?
Yeah, because of tides.
Right.
So, but what ends up happening is, even on other bodies of water, just the rotation changes how that water temperature and the movement of cold versus warm water move. So kind of a crazy thing. Check it out. I'm not going to get sucked into it now because I'm talking about it. I'll move right,
we'll
moving right along.
Nothing
to see here. Moving
time.
Right. So speaking of big water, Lake Erie is one of those places that you really need to be aware of when it comes to boating. You need to be very wind and weather aware. And unfortunately for three anglers recently, apparently they got taken by surprise. They were rescued off of Kelly's Island waters in Lake Erie. Kelly's Island is one of the larger of the islands that is in Lake Erie's western basin. It is one of the easternmost islands in the group. And the challenge with that is that when an east wind comes up, Kelly's Island, if you try to sneak between it and several shoals that are there, the waves build up. I had a friend of mine sunk his boat in a tournament there, and I've come around the corners working through the main island groups by Put In Bay, etc., and have encountered it and with a full box of fish at a tournament and did everything to make sure we got back in one piece and not wet other than spray and water coming over and around the boat. So as the story goes, three anglers were rescued. Their boat capsized and they fell into the lake just off Kelly's Island. Keep in mind, it's not warm right now. According to Fox Television in Cleveland, one of the men even treaded water for hours before he was rescued. The Kelly's Island police chief told TV station that it was a miracle all three survived the harrowing experience. The men, who were all relatives, they were on the lake fishing in late May the 19th when a storm blew up and capsized their 17-foot boat. 81-year-old man, 78-year-old man clung to the boat, but the 65-year-old man floated away from the vessel. The news reported the three men already had been in the water for several hours before witnesses spotted them and called for help around 6:30 p.m. First responders from Kelly's Island arrived at the scene, and Coast Guard as well immediately launched a rescue vessel out of Marblehead to Kelly's Island. Two of the men were located immediately and rescued. Coast Guard also deployed a rescue helicopter. They eventually located the third man and rescued him as well. The police chief said the third man had been treading water for hours, clinging to a seat cushion from the capsized boat. All three were rushed to an area hospital, suffered from hypothermia and shock. The men were not from the area. They fish off Kelly's every year, and there was no more information available for that.
My goodness.
Well, and it's a 17-foot boat on Erie, and if you're out there, you pull behind the island or wherever you can, and you don't attempt to go back to where you were. End of story. That's just, you don't mess with it, and you realize that the tool you've employed for the job is not going to get it done. End of story. So anyway, well, we're going to be coming right back. We're going to be talking with Chris from the Truck in America, and he is a wealth of knowledge on the latest, greatest things that are going on to help make your vehicle better, apt to either towing, camping, having a better suited vehicle to do what you want.
You kind of need a vehicle to pull things.
Yeah.
It's kind of an important
part of the puzzle. There's stuff that you can make it better. And there's a lot of things that people don't think about that I have, and that's why I think this is a kind of a good thing. And I've dealt with it for many years and had to deal with it, but a lot of people don't maybe realize there's cool stuff out there that can make your time and ability to tow and pull and hang out better. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.